It's the Reader's Notebook for Tuesday, October 29th, 2019. It's the birthday of African-American folk artist and quilt maker Harriet Powers, born near Athens, Georgia in 1837. She used traditional appliqué techniques to record local legends, Bible stories, and astronomical events in her quilts. Only two of them are known to have survived: her Bible quilt from 1886 and the pictorial quilt from 1898. They are considered among the very finest examples of 19th century Southern quilting. Her work is on display at the National Museum of American History in Washington and the Museum of Fine Arts in Boston. Born into slavery, she spent her early life on a plantation owned by John and Nancy Lester in Madison County, Georgia, where it is believed she learned to sew from other slaves or from her mistress. Though an 1895 Chicago Tribune article about the Cotton States Exposition characterizes Powers as ignorant and illiterate, only learning Bible stories from others more fortunate, quilt historian Kira Hicks discovered during research for her book, This I Accomplish, Harriet Powers' Bible Quilt and Other Pieces, a letter written by Powers explaining how she came to be literate and that she learned Bible stories from her own study of the Bible. In 1855, at the age of 18, Harriet married Armistead Powers. They had at least 9 children. In the 1880s, after being freed at the end of the Civil War, they owned 4 acres of land and had a small farm. During the 1890s, however, her husband slowly sold off small parcels of the land, defaulted on his taxes, and eventually left Harriet and their farm in 1895. She never remarried and probably supported herself as a seamstress. Her first quilt, now in the Smithsonian Institution, is called the Bible Quilt and was shown at the Athens Cotton Fair in 1886. Jenny Smith, an artist and art teacher from the Lucy Cobb Institute, saw the quilt and asked to buy it, but Powers refused to sell. The two women remained in touch, however, and when Harriet met with financial problems 4 years later, she agreed to sell the piece for $5. The quilt has 299 separate pieces of fabric made into 11 panels. Broken vertical strips separate each of these. In West African design, unbroken lines are meant to startle spirits and keep evil from moving in straight lines. The panels themselves depicted Bible stories such as the tale of Jacob from the spiritual We Are Climbing Jacob's Ladder, Adam and Eve, Satan among the 7 stars, Cain and Abel, Job, Jonah and the whale, the baptism of Christ, the crucifixion, Judas and the 30 pieces of silver, the Last Supper, the Holy Family, and Christ's ascension into heaven. Harriet visited the quilt on several occasions after selling it, showing it still had special influence in her life. She died January 1, 1910, at age 72, and was buried in the Gospel Pilgrim Cemetery in Athens. Long neglected, her grave was rediscovered in January 2005. In October 2010, there was a series of events in Athens around the theme Hands That Can Do, a centennial celebration of Harriet Powers. The events included a quilt exhibit, storytelling, a gospel concert, a symposium, a commemorative church service, and a visit to Harriet's gravesite. I'm J.D. Reeder, and this is the Reader's Notebook for October 29th, 2019. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.